So, how are all you guys this morning? So, how's Max looking today? What? You don't like that? Well, I think I always look good. You shouldn't even have to ask. Well, today I have to. You know, Max, I'm looking out here, and I'm seeing all kinds of my friends.
Oh, yes, my friends. You mean like Alita here.
Alita?
Yeah, and over there we have Lewis.
Lewis? That's not his name.
Oh, and there's Kevin.
You mean Kellen?
No, Kevin.
Oh, no. And back there, who's that kid back there?
Well, everybody knows that's Travis.
Travis? And then the kid next to him?
Well, I don't think I want to know his name anyway.
Well, that's not very nice of you.
Well, why not? I'm not sure he likes me.
Well, he does. And besides, there's something about knowing names that really matters. Like, if I called you Alita all the time, would you like that? Or what if I called you Sierra? Oh, you're used to it.
Well, that is her name, isn't it?
No, it's Sienna.
Oh, it's Sienna.
Oh, so is it important for us to know each other's names? You think so? What do you think?
Well, sometimes, but sometimes they just don't want to know me.
Well, what's your name?
Maxwell Bennett.
Maxwell Bennett? What if I decided to call you Minnie Benny?
What?
No, I won't do that, because there's something about calling you by your right name that's important. In fact, you know, we've been talking about the Ten Commandments.
Yep, there are 10 of those Ten Commandments.
And when we talk about the Ten Commandments, we talk about the Second Commandment, which is...
Wait, I know this one! I know it!
What is it?
You shall not stick your gum under the desk. Right?
No, that's not it.
She thinks she knows it.
Shall have no idols. Well, you know, in some churches they call that one the second one. You're right.
But not here, Sierra.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You know, here in our Lutheran tradition, we say the second one is, you shall not make wrongful use of the name of the Lord your God. Now, I learned it a little differently. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in... You see, that's how they all learned it, too.
Oh, so they're old, too?
What do you mean?
Well, the new way is to talk about what it really says.
What do you mean?
Well, it's about how you use God's name.
Well, that means you have to get the name right.
Well, I can do that. God is the big guy upstairs?
Well, no.
God is... The little, sweet little baby Jesus?
Well, sorta, but what's God's name?
What do you think? What? The Lord God. That's good. Simple, too.
Yes, it is. It is simple. In fact, you guys, God wants us to know God's name.
God.
And God wants us to use it correctly.
You mean like when I hit my thumb, I say God's name?
Well, what do you guys think? Survey says?
Oh, but I do sometimes.
Oh, I know, but to use God's right name rightly, well, Luther helps us remember. Martin Luther says...
What do you remember? God loves us. That's a good way to use God's name properly, isn't it, PJ? Or is your name B.O.?
No, it's not B.O., it's PJ. I think you're right, Peyton. Max is a little confused today. But to use God's name rightly, Martin Luther in the Catechism reminds us that we should use God's name in three ways. Prayer,
Wait, I've got the second one. When we're mad.
Survey says? No.
Prayer,
the second one starts with a P. There are three P's actually in a row. Praise. Prayer what?
Praise.
Who said it?
That was Mark up there. I heard his voice. Where are you, Mark? I saw your hands.
Prayer, praise, and, well, the third one isn't a P. It's really a T, so it's PPT.
Thanksgiving.
Prayer, praise, and Thanksgiving.
That's right. So the right way to use God's name is when we're praying, when we're praising, and when we're giving what, folks?
Thanks
to God. So when we use God's name correctly, we will be praying, praising, or giving thanks to God.
Well, I can do that. How about you, boys and girls? How about you? Can you do it, Peyton?
I don't know.
I think you can. Prayer, praise, and thanksgiving. How about you, Luca? Do you think you could say prayer, praise, and thanksgiving? Do you think we could all say it together? Prayer, praise, and thanksgiving.
Well, I think you've done pretty well learning that. No more of using God's name incorrectly. Like when you hit your thumb, or when you're angry. But you should use God's name to call on God in prayer, praise, and what?
Thanksgiving.
Well, let's do that now. Let's bow our heads, and we pray together. Dear God, thank you for loving us. We praise you for being a God who makes an incredible creation. We praise you for setting us free through your Son, Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the way that your love fills us with new life. Now, help us to learn these things and to call on your name correctly. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Hey, how many more weeks are we going to have to do this, PJ?
Well, I think maybe we'll do it for 7 more weeks. How about 8? We've done 2 weeks. We kind of did the third one already, but we're going to see it again next week. And then we'll go on until we hit how many of the commandments?
10!
Okay, well, Max, you've had your time in the sunshine. Now it's time to put you back in the box. Hey, kids. Thank you. I don't have any bulletins for you today, so I'm going to send you back to your folks, and thanks for coming up.